I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, October 27th. What to know about the newest Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, how this week's vote made history, and what cases she'll take on first. Also, promising new info about a COVID-19 vaccine, and new California wildfires forced mass evacuations in Southern California. Plus, a recent discovery could be a breakthrough for future moon missions, Facebook gets into gaming, and quarterback Tom Brady breaks a new record, but he might not hang on to it for long. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Amy Coney Barrett has now officially been sworn in as the country's 115th Supreme Court Justice and fifth woman to ever serve on the court. But it was a close one. The Republican-led Senate confirmed her in a 52-48 vote. All but one Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, voted yes. Every Democrat and both independents voted no. This is the first time in 151 years a justice was confirmed without a single vote from the minority party. But this year, it was expected. Her confirmation came exactly 30 days after President Trump nominated her to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And the high court confirmation was the closest ever to a presidential election, which is now just 1 week away. After her confirmation, Senate Republicans applauded. Then later in the evening, Barrett was celebrated with an outdoor ceremony at the White House Rose Garden. There, she took her first oath to be sworn in to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas administered the constitutional oath in front of President Trump and a few hundred guests. Barrett then addressed the crowd by saying, quote, "I will do my job without any fear or favor." Today, Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the judicial oath. Then Barrett will begin taking part in court decisions. While justices are supposed to be impartial, most still get labeled conservative or liberal based on their past court rulings and papers. And this is the first time in more than 80 years there will be such a strong conservative majority on the Supreme Court. President Trump has selected three justices now, so conservatives have a 6-3 majority. And that might have an impact right away. The Supreme Court is expected to hear a challenge to the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, next month. It will also soon consider whether the agency Catholic Social Services has a right to taxpayer funds, even though it will not consider same-sex couples as foster parents. And of course, the court could play a role in deciding any legal disputes that come up in the election. So stay tuned. Well, the number of coronavirus deaths per day are on the rise again in the U.S. The latest data from Johns Hopkins University shows new infections are increasing in 47 states and deaths are up in 34 states. Overall, nearly 800 Americans are now dying from the virus every day on average. The death toll has already topped 225,000, and some health experts believe it will double by the end of February. But there is at least some hope in the form of a potential vaccine. There are now three possible vaccines in their final testing phase here in the U.S. from Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. Remember, the AstraZeneca trial was paused in the U.S. for a safety review last month because a volunteer got sick. Well, the FDA recently gave the drug maker the go-ahead to restart trials. The New York Times reports federal regulators did not find evidence the serious illness in the volunteer was directly caused by the vaccine. So the trial is picking up where it left off. And so far, AstraZeneca says the vaccine is promising. It says it's produced an immune response in both younger and older adults and that there haven't been severe side effects for anyone. Of course, at this point, all of that information is coming from preliminary data from the drug maker. All of the final and largest scale trials are still underway. And then it will ultimately be up to the FDA to decide what's safe and effective enough to get approval. By the way, Johnson & Johnson says it's also going to restart its vaccine trials in the U.S. as soon as today. Like AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson also had to pause after a volunteer got sick, but the company says there's no evidence the vaccine caused that illness. So, to be continued. More than 45 missing children are now safe after a huge human trafficking bust in Ohio. U.S. Marshals led an operation called Autumn Hope. They say they rescued the 45 kids and 109 other human trafficking survivors, and 179 people were arrested. The operation involved more than 50 law enforcement and social service agencies. Ohio's attorney general called it the largest anti-human trafficking effort in state history. And this was not the first big bust this year. Last month, it said Operation Safety Net recovered 25 missing and endangered children, also in Ohio. The month prior, marshals announced that 39 missing children were recovered in Georgia as part of Operation Not Forgotten. Two wildfires are spreading quickly across Southern California, and tens of thousands of people had to leave their homes. In Irvine, California alone, about 91,000 people are under mandatory evacuations. The city is now dealing with both the Silverado Fire and the Blue Ridge Fire. As of early this morning, they are both 0% contained, and two firefighters were badly hurt yesterday. They have second and third degree burns on at least half of their bodies. So far, they have both survived, but their injuries are considered critical. These fires have been fueled by extremely high winds and low humidity, but at least one of them may have been sparked by power equipment. The power company Southern California Edison says it's now investigating whether any of its equipment was to blame. So in response, both that company and the state's biggest utility provider, PG&E, have been shutting off power to thousands of customers in the hopes of preventing more fires. PG&E has said it might cut power to a total of up to 1 million people in Northern and Central California during this strong wind event, with hundreds of thousands of people already impacted. To be continued. For the first time ever, scientists found water on the sunlit side of the moon. They say it looks like the water is embedded into the moon's surface. Or in other words, it's not in a big puddle, lake, or anything we can see right away, which is why it's taken so long to discover. Still, this could be a huge breakthrough. Until now, scientists thought water was only in the moon's cold, dark areas, like its poles. So if it really is more widespread, as this latest discovery suggests, it could be a game changer for future moon missions. Astronauts may be able to extract the water and then use it for drinking or for rocket fuel. NASA says if they can start loading up their rockets with less water and more equipment, that means there's potential for a lot more scientific discoveries in the near future. But it's not clear how tough it might be to actually access the water. Next up, NASA is scheduled to send a small robotic lander to the sunlit side of the moon in 2022, so we'll likely hear more about this after that mission. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today, BetterHelp. I know this has been a stressful year, but you still deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve your goals, and to be your best self. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for your mental health. And BetterHelp makes it easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. And it's confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, that's help, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. A Chinese tech company is about to go public, and it'll probably break records when it does. We're talking about Ant Group, which is expected to have the biggest IPO of all time. The Washington Post reports it'll likely hit the stock exchange worth more than $310 billion. That would make it bigger than the big American financial brands like JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, or Goldman Sachs. Ant Group is a financial giant in China. It's a one-stop shop for things like loans and investments, and it has 700 million monthly users. But it did not exactly get its start from humble beginnings. It's a spinoff of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. Ant Group's stock will begin trading on November 5th. Facebook has launched a new gaming service. It lets you stream games directly from the cloud, meaning you don't need to download the games or any additional apps, and you don't need a gaming console either. Instead, you can play certain games through Facebook without ever leaving the social network site, using either your phone or computer. You just control the games with your fingers or mouse, and the included games are free to play, and some are live now. It's worth pointing out, though, the new service will not work on iPhones, at least for now, because of Apple's strict App Store policies. Google is now using recycled materials to make its products. The company says all of its new Pixel phones and Nest products are designed with recycled goods. For example, the back cover of the Pixel 5 is 100% recycled aluminum, and the Nest products are made with recycled plastic. The company says it's doing this to be more sustainable, and it does not plan to stop here. It says within 2 years, other products like Pixel Books and home speakers will be made with recycled products as well. And within 5 years, Google plans to ditch plastic packaging. It's yet another milestone for singer Taylor Swift. Her new album, Folklore, has sold 1 million copies so far this year. Billboard reports that makes it the first album of 2020 to hit that milestone. Folklore was released in July, and it's had 8 weeks at the top of the Billboard 200 chart. The new album is on par with some of Swift's old work as well. She's had 9 albums now that have sold at least 1 million copies apiece in the U.S. NFL quarterback Tom Brady broke yet another record this week. When his team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, played the Las Vegas Raiders, he threw 4 touchdowns and ran in another. The throws helped him clinch the NFL's all-time touchdown passing record with 559. This is a big deal for the star QB since he's still getting the hang of his new team, the Bucs, after 20 seasons with the New England Patriots. The thing is, though, he might not be able to hold on to that record for very long. Another superstar quarterback, Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints, is just 1 touchdown pass behind him. So NBC Sports thinks the two could end up passing the record back and forth all season. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. And this Trivia Tuesday and episode is brought to you by Monk Pack. If you think healthy cannot also mean tasty, think again. Monk Pack makes truly delicious low-carb, low-sugar snacks. Monk Pack keto granola bars have just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories. They're great for anyone wanting to cut back on sugar and carbs and still satisfy those cravings. And I know, with so much news happening, we've been busy here at The Newsworthy. So I love having Monk Pack keto granola bars on hand for a quick, easy, healthy, and really great tasting snack. And they not only taste great, they also have this perfect soft and chewy texture. And by the way, they are gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and have no sugar alcohols. So try it for yourself and you will see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. To get started, go to monkpack.com, that's M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K, monkpack.com, and select any product, then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. All right, so now it's time for today's trivia question, and it is: the biggest pumpkin ever grown in North America was how heavy? And you can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories. Find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what is the oldest active ballpark in Major League Baseball? The answer is Fenway Park. That's where the Boston Red Sox play. It's been their home field since 1912. Its most recognizable feature is the so-called Green Monster. That's what Boston calls the nearly 40-foot-high left field wall, which is the tallest in the MLB. The Green Monster is tall for a reason, too. It separates the ballpark from the street right behind it. Overall, though, Fenway is pretty compact for modern big league standards. On non-game days, it's possible someone could walk past the brick walls without realizing a baseball stadium is on the other side. And by the way, if you guessed that Wrigley Field in Chicago was the oldest ballpark, you were close. Wrigley was built in 1914, just 2 years after Fenway Park. Shout out to Ashley, Kylie, Lena, Tiffany, Randy, and everyone who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks again for making The Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.